reports of hantavirus infection on the vessel. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers develop science-based solutions to conserve and manage water resources. More information at k-state.edu. Beginning with Brahms in the noon hour and the sixth Hungarian dance in D major, performed by the Vienna Philharmonic, led by conductor Claudio Abbado. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for being with me as classical music continues on a Friday afternoon. We've got a Spanish piano quintet. A bit later, the Quiroga Quartet has music by Enrique Granados, plus a suite for violin and orchestra by English composer Patrick Cowers. That's a bit later with the English Chamber Orchestra. The Cleveland Orchestra and conductor Christoph Andachnanyi, they've got our next performance. It's music written by Dvořák in 1883. A dramatic creation for the orchestra. This is called the Scherzo Capriccioso, next on KPR. Written in 1883, Scherzo Capriccioso, music by Antony Dvořák and played by the Cleveland Orchestra, with conductor Christoph Andachnanyi on Kansas Public Radio. 1223 is the time, and ahead in the second half of the hour, we have a suite for violin and chamber orchestra by English composer Patrick Gowers, still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org. And the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline and Headquarters Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org. Cloudy skies and 64 degrees right now on the KU campus. We have a chance of some showers a little later this afternoon. I have 72 expected for today, overall 20% chance of showers. For tonight, clear, low of 47. It's going to be sunny with highs in the mid-80s tomorrow. Tomorrow night, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Next, we have some Spanish chamber music written in the year of 1895, a piano quintet in G minor from Enrique Granados, played by the Quiroga Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. From 1895, a Spanish piano quintet in G minor, music by Enrique Granados, performed by the Quiroga Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. 12:40 and 20 minutes to go until NPR News at the top of the hour. We're live. We're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and online as well at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us on a Friday afternoon. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, working with communities across the state to build and care for small-town paths to wide-open prairie routes, connecting Kansans to the land and each other. More information at kstrails.org. It is a Friday afternoon, and later on tonight, we'll have Film Music Friday, and I'll have a program for you tonight that's all about animals in movies. Whether friendly or hostile, animals always make a fine impression. We'll hear music from a 2005 version of Lassie, as well as The Ghost and the Darkness, Seabiscuit, and much more. Film Music Friday is tonight. I'll be with you this evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Speaking of film music, we have something for you now by an English composer who was largely a film composer, one William Patrick Gowers, who was born in 1936, got his musical education at Cambridge University, and was for a little while the music director of the Royal Shakespeare Company, and had a fine living throughout the 60s and 70s, writing music for English movies. What we'll listen to is for the concert stage, though, a suite for violin and chamber orchestra. Here's Raymond Lepard conducting the English Chamber Orchestra with violinist Jose Luis Garcia on Kansas Public Radio. Applause for the English Chamber Orchestra, violinist Jose Luis Garcia, and conductor Raymond Lepard, with a suite for violin and chamber orchestra by English composer William Patrick Gowers. It is just about 1 p.m. Stay tuned for NPR News. In the next hour, Mozart and the 36th Symphony, the Linz Symphony, awaits us. The orchestra of the 18th century will have that and much more still to come here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor. Located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence, new arrivals added weekly, open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more information at hedgeapple.com. 64 degrees currently on the KU campus. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Be with us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Francisco,
it's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor Zubin Mehta with something called Vienna Jubilation. Piece for orchestra by Francois Soupe on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for being on hand. After that boisterous start to this hour of music, we'll work our way later to the orchestra of the 18th century. We have some Mozart, a symphony of his, known as the Linz Symphony, the 36th that he wrote, and it's in just a little while here on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. We have some more Spanish chamber music for you now. We're with members of the Lincoln Trio and guests. And we will hear music by composer Joaquin Turina, quartet for piano and strings on Kansas Public Radio. Members of the Lincoln Trio and a quartet for piano and strings by Spanish composer Joaquin Turina on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now about 1:30. Support for classical music comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. And the Lawrence Busker Festival, a 3-day event featuring acrobats, contortionists, aerialists, and more throughout downtown Lawrence. On Friday, May 22nd and Sunday, May 24th. More information at lawrencebuskerfest.com. Coming to Liberty Hall next Friday, Flash Gordon is here to save every one of us at KPR's next Cinema Go-Go. It'll be on Friday night, May 15th at Liberty Hall. And it's all Flash, with Chapter 1 of the 1936 cliffhanger, plus the 1980 reboot featuring music by Queen. The doors open at 6:30 and the show's at 7 on Friday night, May 15th. All the details over at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, partnering with local leaders and volunteers to expand outdoor opportunities, support local economies, and keep Kansas a place where being outdoors is a part of everyday life. Details at kstrails.org. We have next the Orchestra of the 18th Century, and music by Mozart and a symphony that he wrote in November of 1783 while he and his wife were on their way home to Vienna after taking a trip from Salzburg. A stopover on the way, including a visit to the Austrian town of Linz. And when the local count there got word of Mozart's arrival, he threw a little party that he hoped Mozart would provide some music for. But he didn't have any on him at the time, but being Mozart, the solution was simple. Over about 4 days, he wrote the entire 36th Symphony in C, known as the Linz Symphony. And here it is, Franz Bregen and the Orchestra of the 18th Century, next on Kansas Public Radio. From Mozart, in a symphony that he wrote very quickly in the Austrian town of Linz. Symphony number 36 in C, the Linz Symphony, with the Orchestra of the 18th Century under conductor Franz Bregen on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. About 2 p.m. now, and stay tuned next for NPR News. More classical music awaits us in the next hour, with the Cleveland Orchestra and cellist Jacqueline Dupre, Edouard Lalo's Cello Concerto for you in just a little while.
Weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at hewlett.org. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From Giovanni Gabrielli, Kansan number 14, played by the Empire Brass on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, back with some more classical music for your Friday afternoon. We've got from Giacchino Rossini, Prelude, Theme, and Variations for Horn and Piano a bit later. We'll also enjoy the Cleveland Orchestra and cellist Jacqueline Dupre performing a French cello concerto. Work by Edouard Lalo is on the way on KPR. Thanks for stopping by and hope you can stay with us. We've got Itzhak Perlman and the New York Philharmonic with conductor Zubin Mehta. For our next offering, it's by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, who wrote this in 1887. In the late 19th century, in French musical circles, there was always a taste for Spanish-style music. And what Saint-Saëns wrote was the French version of the Spanish habanera. They call this Habanez. Itzhak Perlman and the New York Philharmonic next on Kansas Public Radio. Written in 1887 by Camille Saint-Saëns, Habanez, the French version of the Spanish habanera. Itzhak Perlman and the New York Philharmonic under conductor Zubin Mehta gave us the performance here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:18, and still to come, another French piece when we hear Edouard Lalo's Cello Concerto with the Cleveland Orchestra and Jacqueline Dupre. That is about 10 minutes from now on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Peasley Promise. Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. And Te Deum, Kansas City's voice for sacred choral music, offering a Memorial Day weekend concert of remembrance and comfort featuring Herbert Howell's Requiem. Tickets at te-deum.org. Cloudy skies, light rain, and 66 degrees here at the KU campus at the moment. Mostly cloudy skies expected for the rest of the day, warming up to 70, and a chance of showers throughout the afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 48, and tomorrow looks like it'll be sunny with a high of 83. We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms late Saturday night with a low of 52. Here's a performance on horn and piano by Herman Bauman and Leonard Hokanson, Prelude, Theme and Variations, composed by Giacchino Rossini on Kansas Public Radio. Prelude, Theme and Variations for horn and piano, music composed by Rossini, played by Herman Bauman and pianist Leonard Hokanson on Kansas Public Radio. 2:30 now, and at 3 o'clock it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. We'll get you caught up on the very latest news. And later tonight, Film Music Friday. I'll be back with you for that tonight with a program that's all about animals, critters, and Hollywood beasts. We've got music tonight from Lassie, from The Ghost in the Darkness. And we'll be horsing around with the likes of Seabiscuit and Black Beauty. Catch Film Music Friday tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. Tomorrow afternoon, it's Classics by Request with Destiny. That'll be from 1 to 4. Many of you have special requests for Mother's Day, some of which may not be quite new to many of you. We'll listen to music of Josef Suk from About Mother and Edvard Grieg's Grandmother's Minuet. And you'll be treated to an all-time audience favorite, Peter and the Wolf. Classics by Request is with Destiny, and tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4 here on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, supporting, coordinating, and evaluating Kansas trails as key assets for outdoor recreation, community health, tourism, and rural vitality. Details at kstrails.org. We're ready to bring you the Cleveland Orchestra, conducted here by Daniel Barenboim, with the great cellist Jacqueline Dupre and the French Cello Concerto in D minor, music by Edouard Lalot on Kansas Public Radio. Applause for the great cellist Jacqueline Dupre, recorded with the Cleveland Orchestra led by Daniel Barenboim on Kansas Public Radio with a performance of Edouard Lalot's Cello Concerto in D minor. And with that, it's almost 3 p.m. All Things Considered from NPR News is next. I'm Jeff Watson, and I want to thank you for joining me for this afternoon's classical music. And I'm looking forward to this evening when I'll be back with you for tonight's Film Music Friday with a program that's all about animals in movies. Stay with us for that. Jazz with Bob McWilliams at 9 p.m. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Do you own a business and value the programs on KPR? Your fellow KPR listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the Lead for 2026-27 events, including Broadway musicals Waitress, The Book of Mormon, and Legally Blonde the Musical. Details at lead.ku.edu.